Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
So this amazing story that happens to Jesus sounds very strange, very mysterious, kind of unique, and yet I have met a number of people who have gone through the same event. Maybe you have too. Jesus takes three of his special disciples. Peter, James, and John are three disciples that often get to have special experiences with Jesus, and he takes them to a mountaintop. And the gospel says that when they get to the top, Jesus is transfigured. Now, to this day, nobody knows really what that means. That somehow he became very glorious, light is shining out, his clothes became very white and clean. Just a very, very remarkable experience. And all we know really for sure is that the disciples really, really liked it. They really enjoyed it. It made them very, very happy. And we see that because Peter says, Lord, let's stay here. This is so pleasurable. This is so delightful. Let us stay here. So Jesus goes up to this mountaintop. He's transfigured. And the disciples really enjoy it, and they want to stay. And then Jesus says, no, we're going to go back down the mountain. Now, you know, one of the happiest events that I do here at St. Bruno is talk with engaged couples who are getting married. It really is a delight to talk with people who are getting married. They're very much in love. They have all this kind of wonderful aura about them. And one of the things I do just to kind of start off the conversation is I ask them how they met. They never tell me they met in a bar. Well, we met in church. You know. That's fine. But one thing very often they'll say is this: I saw her across the room, and I said, who is that? Or I saw him across the room, and who is that? They felt transfigured. They felt kind of really happy. They felt really changed. That this experience of just looking at this other person really just remarkably kind of had this wonderful feeling that just took over their whole body. So I kind of think about that when I see this transfiguration story in the gospel, but there's one thing, even everyone who ever tells me that kind of story, they also say, I also find out that they didn't get married on that day. They didn't get married on the same day that they had that transfiguration experience. As much as they were captured and enamored of that other person across the room, that wasn't the day they got married. Actually, they said, I want to know more about this person. I want to find out who this person is. I am intrigued. I am curious. I'm fascinated by this person. I want to know more about them. And, you know, they take, you know, whatever it is, many months or maybe even years to do that. And then, of course, it eventually leads them here to St. Bruno, and they get married. And happily ever after, we hope. But that idea of learning more is very powerful. To learn to be curious and to learn more about this person who captures your attention. You know, we have this, in the Latin, we have this, it says Jesus led the disciples out. He led them out to this mountaintop. In Latin, led out, it comes from two words. Our letter E, which is pronounced A, which means out, and ducere, which means to lead. And we put those two words, and that's the root of our English word, educare, education. Our word education comes from the two Latin words that means to lead out, which means to lead out from a place of unknowing to a place of knowing, from a place of darkness to a place of light, to a place of confusion to a place of wisdom, to lead out. And it always has this happy ending. You're going to a place where you're going to learn and know more. Because we have this very old phrase across all cultures that knowledge is power. If you know something, you are more confident. If you know something, you can't be taken advantage of. If you know something, good things will happen. So knowledge can lead you towards that magical person across the room that just captured your attention. You know, growing in knowledge can kind of deepen your love for that person and can lead to marriage, and that happens from knowledge, from coming to know someone really well. It can also lead you, hopefully, away from something bad. I think all of us have become quite knowledgeable now on the internet, and especially email scams. And, you know, we get emails all the time from a bank or somebody saying, you know, you need to pay this money or something. And I get about three or four of those a day, and I just delete them. And, you know, they're so good that they can sometimes send a message on someone else's name. So I know some of you have gotten messages from me saying, you know, send the money here and everything. So I know you know they're all a scam, they're all wrong, they're all a trick. But send me the money anyway. Just kidding. So knowledge is power. And I think the gospel today is inviting us to be captured, to be fascinated, to be intrigued by the person of Jesus. And hopefully this is a person that we are curious about and would like to know more about. You know, I meet people who are in business, men and women, and they're always eager to take updating seminars and continuing education and further training because they want to get better and better at their craft. And yet their knowledge of Jesus ended at the eighth grade. The last time they took a class about our Lord or our faith was in elementary school or maybe high school. And they haven't really had that same updating and training and continuing education in our faith. So that's why we have the university series. You see the catalogs at the doors of the church. I've been very happy with the attendance we've had so far. So I hope that you will use this season of Lent as a time of your continuing education, your updating seminars, your filling in your knowledge of this person who really should fascinate us, this person of Jesus. This week, tomorrow night, I'll be giving a talk on the Middle East issues here in the church. On Wednesday, we have Mike Socha and his wife Ann coming to talk about marriage under the stress of being in the major leagues, how you can remain married under, you know, kind of a lot of intensity. There's different talks this week, so we hope that you will take a look at them because knowledge is power, and we want the power of faith that comes from growing in our awareness and our experience of our Lord. And of course, we have these wonderful people in our community now who have been doing this all year long in preparation for becoming baptized or receiving the sacraments. So we're going to be sending them off to the cathedral this morning, and we have a special ceremony to do that. So let's begin that now.